Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Saint Stephen, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, I can still wish you a very merry and blessed Christmas, because Christmas celebration continues throughout the whole week, and it really continues all the way until the Feast of Purification. In my home country, this day of Saint Stephen is called the second day of Christmas. And or Christmas Day too, if you wish. And it used to be also a day of rest, going to church, and a day when no commerce or shopping was allowed. And today's Saint Stephen was one of those souls who truly, both in life and in spirit, he imitated Christ. He was the faithful servant of God, and he was put to death because of this fidelity, but he ended his life by praying for his enemies. And Saint Stephen's name means a crown, and he was the first disciple of Jesus to receive the martyr's crown after the Holy Innocents. Stephen was a deacon in the early Catholic Church, and his office of deacon was established when the apostles found out that they needed helpers to look after the care of the widows and the poor. So they ordained 7 deacons to help them, and Saint Stephen is the most famous of these first deacons. And God worked many miracles through Saint Stephen, and he spoke with such wisdom and grace that many of his hearers and listeners, they became Catholics. On the other hand, the enemies of the church and enemies of the gospel, they were furious to see how successful was the preaching of Saint Stephen. And at last, they laid a plot and planned to put him to death. These enemies of the church, they could not answer his wise arguments, so they got men to lie about him, saying that he had spoken sinfully against God. Saint Stephen then faced the great assembly of enemies, but he faced that without any fear whatsoever. In fact, we read from the scripture that his face looked like the face of an angel. The saint again spoke about our Lord, and he showed that Jesus is the Savior God, and he is the Redeemer of us, somebody whose birth was waited for centuries after centuries, but who now has come. Saint Stephen scolded his enemies for not having believed in Jesus. After all, the Jews had waited him and the Savior so many centuries. So now when he was finally here, they, by their own stubbornness, showed that they refused to receive him. At that, the Jews rose up in great anger and shouted at Saint Stephen. But he looked up to heaven and said that he saw the heavens opening and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. The hearers, the last listeners of Saint Stephen, they truly reject his word, and they refused to listen him. They dragged Saint Stephen outside the city of Jerusalem and they stoned him to death. And at his final moments, Saint Stephen, like our Lord Jesus, he prayed and to God to forgive his enemies. And in the end, he died like Jesus did, saying, "O Lord, receive my spirit." He fell on his knees and gave up his ghost and died as a holy martyr. Dear faithful, if you are ever tempted to take revenge either against your personal enemies or enemies of a God who seem to be living worse and worse lives every single day. Take example of good Saint Stephen. Remember always to pray for your enemies. If somebody has hurted you very, very much, so that you have a very difficult time in forgiving him, remember the example of our Lord and the example of Saint Stephen. And if you are saddened about the terrible lives the people seem to live, remember the great mercy of God, and like Saint Stephen, pray for them so that they might see also the thing which is necessary, namely our Lord sitting at the right hand of God, that namely heaven is our true home. And if we truly want to receive and get that great home, our heart should be much grace to see everybody else to end up there as well. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.